Look on my right. Ask the Keter. Open in 1926.
Hundreds of people daily take the barge tour around the so-called Horseshoe Bend of the San Antonio River. That's the popular restaurant-filled downtown loop. The rectangular 37-by-9-foot, 35-person open-air barges weren't always there, though. They only became practical once city flood control projects stopped the cycle of deadly downtown floods and once the city created the Riverwalk itself. Historian Lewis Fisher says it took an architectural visionary to conceive of the Riverwalk, and that was its designer, Robert Hugman. Hugman saw that Horseshoe Bend as kind of an American Venice.
He thought of it as a place for gondolas, and he designed the arched bridges so they'd be tall enough for a gondolier to stand on his boat while he went under the bridge.
In real life, those gondolas didn't work so well. They were hard to pull with a full load of people. Consequently, they didn't last long. And then Robert Hugman was fired halfway through his project. The newly cut limestone of the Riverwalk seemed garish and showy to some.
It got to be a little bit too much for the city, and so he was dismissed.
Most of Hugman's Riverwalk architecture was already in place by then, so the city completed it in 1940. But then a major event put its possibilities on hold.
As soon as the Riverwalk was done, we had World War II.
And so the Riverwalk continued to bask in obscurity. But in the late 1940s, an appliance store owner by the name of Alfred Beyer decided to try something no one else yet had.
He thought it might bring in some extra revenue if he dug out his basement and put in a Mexican restaurant down beside the river. And so that's what he did.
So Beyer created the Riverwalk's first river-level eatery, Casa Rio. Here's Beyer's grandson, Bill Lyons.
I don't say he was genius or seeing into the future. I think he was broke and he was desperate to try to make a living. And it worked.
As an attempt to promote the river experience and his restaurant, he got the city contract to operate the river barges. Many different kinds of barges were created during the 50 years Casa Rio held the city contract, including one with swan heads that promptly got decapitated on a low bridge. Beyer kept on trying new ideas, though, including boats with fringed canvas shade-giving tops and even those two-person foot-powered ones.
He did paddle boats, and the paddle boats were very popular until the tour boats got so numerous that the paddle boats were obstructing the tour boats from making their tour.
Beyer eked by for a decade with one major new development. In 1958, he figured out how to serve Casa Rio dinners on the barges themselves as they floated down the river.
There was just not any place in the country that had that kind of experience where you could eat dinner on the boat. And that uniqueness was picked up by Southern Living in 66, and they put that old boat on the front cover of their magazine.
That September 1966 Southern Living magazine cover gave the Alamo City a lot of attention, but it wasn't till Hemisphere in 1968 where San Antonio tourism and river barge development boomed.
They designed that barge for the 68 era. And that's basically the design that we still have on the river. And we did the prototype on natural gas before we lost the contract in 95.
From poling to foot-powered to gas-powered to LPG gas, and now its new battery power, River Barge Ingenuity has run the gamut. The newest iteration is the most environmentally friendly one yet.
The Riverwalk is an evolution. It did not just occur overnight. There was a lot of trial and error. There were operators that had canoes and flat-bottom boats and some paddle boats, but nothing sustained itself.
Houston-based Metal Lab designed the new battery-powered prototype, and last August, the bright yellow Papel Picado-decorated river barge first glided underneath Hugman's arched bridges. Lauren and Pamela Gideon were here on vacation and saw the old and the new together.
I like it a lot better than the old one there.
Yes, absolutely. It's vibrant and just very fresh.
That prototype will be tweaked, then reproduced, replacing the current fleet by the city's tricentennial in May of 2018. Somewhere in the future, yet more innovation will change both the Riverwalk and the barges that float by it. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.